This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. At a Republican presidential debate in Tampa in September 2011, the subject of HPV, human papillomavirus, came up. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann challenged Texas Governor Rick Perry on his executive order that would have made vaccinations against the disease mandatory in state schoolgirls. Then, appearing on Fox News after the debate, Bachmann made a claim that raised more eyebrows.
It comes with some very significant consequences. There's a woman who came up crying to me tonight after the debate. She said her daughter was given that vaccine. She told me her daughter suffered mental retardation as a result of that vaccine.
Bachmann later backed off slightly, saying she was just repeating this unnamed woman's claim. All the same, the statement angered many vaccine backers, including Tampa Congresswoman Kathy Castor.
I was flabbergasted that a presidential candidate here in the Tampa Bay area would say, do not have your children vaccinated to prevent cancer. Do not have them vaccinated for HPV and spreading misinformation.
That misinformation, as Castor characterizes it, may be one of the reasons Florida has the country's lowest rate of girls ages 13 to 17 fully vaccinated against HPV. Only 25% versus 40% inoculated nationally, according to the Centers for Disease Control. At the same time, the state has one of the highest rates of cervical cancer, one of the diseases that the vaccines prevent. About 8 out of every 100,000 women in Florida has cervical cancer. So Castor is joining with a coalition of healthcare providers, including representatives from USF, Moffitt Cancer Center, BayCare Medical Group, and the Pinellas and Hillsborough County Health Departments, to try to increase the number of young people vaccinated.
We haven't found the cure for cancer after you contract cancer, but if you can get 3 shots to prevent cervical cancer and oral cancers, that's revolutionary across the globe. And other countries have done a better job than we have here in America in making sure that young people are vaccinated.
Dr. Anna Giuliano is a Moffitt researcher who's received several large grants to study HPV infection.
There's one bottom line here, which is that we have an unprecedented opportunity to prevent multiple cancers in both males and females with one vaccine.
Giuliano says the first thing they have to do is get families to stop opting out of vaccinations like this one.
And I don't think they understand that that's not good for them personally and their children, and it's not good for the community as a whole. Those conversations don't occur, and I think we need to have more open conversations and raise awareness of how good this vaccine is.
The coalition will attempt to do that, as master's students from USF Public Health, like Taylor Kerrigan, will present information to families about the shots at office visits and back-to-school health fairs.
To see that young people like myself are going out there and getting involved and getting parents to be involved with their children and really educating, I think it's great. And I really think that USF does a wonderful job, especially the College of Public Health. We're in the community and family health concentration, and I can tell you right now, every professor is just always working to get us involved and to get us more active in the community.
Castor points out that the cost of the vaccine shouldn't be a barrier.
It's covered by private insurance if you have it, or if you're on Florida KidCare or Medicaid, it's covered. And if for some reason you do not have health insurance, the public health department provides those vaccines for free.
And with HPV causing cancers that affect both men and women, Giuliano adds that now is the time to act to protect young people.
This is an opportunity I think we've all been waiting for, which is to prevent cancer very simply and efficiently.
If you'd like to learn more about the coalition's efforts, check out the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.